In terms of Sydney, I tell you what a festival city it's become. We've got the Sydney Festival on the way right now. It goes till just past Australia Day. And then not that long after that, it is time for the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. And to talk about that, the chief executive is Teresa Kasu. Hello, Therese.
Hello, Warren. How are you?
Good. Gearing up for 2017?
Look, I tell you, it's hotting up down here at Mardi Gras headquarters on Oxford Street.
And how has it come on in recent... I know it's been around since the 70s, but I think, the surge of the last decade or so. Incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is incredible. This is actually, Warren, it's our 39th year, next year our 40th. So this is kind of our lead up to a very big celebration in 2018. But look, we've got a fantastic new team down there at Mardi Gras this year and a wonderful program which we've just launched. And we've got our shipment of glitter on the way from China and our glue guns ready. So we're ready to roll.
There we go. Now, one thing that has changed is no longer just a single night, isn't it? It's a Mardi Gras festival.
It's nearly 2.5 weeks, actually, of Mardi Gras, and there's something there for everybody. So, you know, we throw a really good party, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, we also have a lot of other events for the community, our incredible Fair Day and our other community events. And people don't often realise that there's over 80 other umbrella events in that program over that 2.5 weeks.
And you also go out as far as Parramatta?
Yeah, we do. Yep, we do. And we've certainly got our eye on Western Sydney and we'll be developing further programs in Western Sydney over the next 12 months.
Okay, well, as I say, various events. Tell us about the Mardi Gras pool party, the diamond and slideshow parade viewing, all this stuff.
Okay, the Mardi Gras pool party, it is the glamorama event of the whole festival. There's no doubt about it. I've never seen so many beautiful people in my life, but don't let that put you off because I'll be wearing my caftan and a few glasses of champagne and we're all as glamorous as each other. So that very famous party is at the Ivy Hotel, and there's only 100 tickets left of that. So if anyone's out there wanting to go to the glamorous party of the year, they better get in quick. And, of course, our world-famous parade down Oxford Street, which is well-loved and across the world, and we have 25 international visitors that come in just for that parade. Mm. And party. And there are two opportunities there for people that, you know, don't want to do the milk crate experience. Done that, can't do it again. I'm there with them. Diamond and Sideshow, you can buy a VIP ticket there and have the VIP experience.
Wow. Now, that, of course, was where it all started, the parade down Oxford Street. But even then, that's evolved over the years. And I think it's interesting now how many people, like from corporate and government organisations, take part as well, don't they?
Look, it's so exciting to see those corporate organisations really working so hard on their diversity programs. And, you know, one of our major partner, our principal partner, ANZ, we've been working with for 10 years, who have the most extraordinary diversity program that, you know, we've ever encountered from corporate activity, including those that might remember the Gay ANZ, the Gay and Z ATM program, which they put out, you know, extraordinary support there from those. But, look, Mardi Gras has always been... that platform, the platform for our community, our artists, our agencies, our companies to come together and say, we support diversity.
Yes, and I know, obviously, that it's the Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras. That's the whole reason why the event exists. But how much are straight people welcome to these events?
Look, everyone's welcome at Mardi Gras. And, you know, you'll come to a Mardi Gras event and you'll see an incredibly mixed crowd where we have wonderful families that come down in support. And that's the thing about Mardi Gras. We are open and welcoming. Anyone that walks in that door at Mardi Gras, no matter where you're from, what nationality you are, how you pray, you're welcome there.
I like the fact you have to buy glitter in bulk.
You've never seen a glitter shipment like the Mardi Gras shipment, Warren.
Has it grown over the years, the Mardi Gras shipment of glitter?
It has. It gets bigger and bigger. We've got a couple of ton coming in this year.
Oh, fantastic. So what about the floats? I guess a lot of work goes into those.
Look, the floats, such an extraordinary community event for floats. Even, you know, our major corporates, the corporates that we work with, and, you know, they are there for their staff and they are there for their community. And to watch our community come together from, you know, the two people that want to walk in the parade hand in hand and hold a slogan, to the people that, you know, work for 12 months to put their floats together. But one of the things that you'll see on that parade is everyone has a message for support mm-hmm. and everyone is there for a reason.
There we are, mardigras.org.au is the website. As we say, very much the festival now, not just the one-day event. From the 17th of February to the 5th of March, what's the actual date for the parade?
The 4th of March.
So the penultimate day, I suppose.
It is. Put it in your diary.
Okay. Thank you so much, Therese.
Thanks, Warren. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, likewise, Therese Kasu, the chief executive of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras, the festival from the 17th to the 5th of March. As Therese just said, the actual parade on the 4th of March.